Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Elvis
Five, four, three, two, one.
As I look at the letter that you wrote to me, well, it's you I'm thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat I still think of you. And we had, as I watch the mating of a dove, it was in the springtime, that you said goodbye. I remember our fate.
Our faded love.
Was that rocking enough for you?
Oh, man, yes.
That was some rock and roll country right there.
Woo!
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And it is a double-sided Blue Suede Connection today.
Oh, it is?
It's Country Elvis, but it's alternate Country Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Every song you hear today will be an alternate take.
All right, nice.
That was take number 3 of Faded Love. I don't know why they didn't keep that one. That was smoking.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff happening here on the show today. Rolling Stone, once again, we're going to talk about them, a little poll they put together.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah, yes, we do. Elvis on the country charts after 1977. How did he do? We're going to talk about that.
Nice.
And you've got the most heard song of the 21st century.
Right, yeah. Might not be what you think.
Okay, I'm not going to guess then. And you have 8 weird gifts that Elvis gave to friends.
Yep.
Weird and odd gifts that Elvis gave out.
Weird and wonderful, we'll say.
Weird and wonderful. What sounds good to me.
It's Elvis.
But you know what sounds even better? What's his name?
Elvis Presley.
Why would our homes be children? Okay. Walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. I've been waiting for so long. I just found out there's something wrong. Nothing will get better if I stay. There's no need to explain anymore. I tried my best to love you. I'm walking out the door.
Out the door.
You use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go.
Echo on myself.
Easy experiment,
man. Okay. Hold it. Let's go back. Sorry.
Didn't mean to scare you, man. We was trying to.
Didn't know what it was. Thought I'd split my tongue. I was doing harm with myself.
Three, four, one.
In the earth.
dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long ways from home and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 is set to go. But I'm out here on the grass where the pavement never grows, where the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines roll, silver wing on high.
See the silver wing on high.
She's waiting to whisper goodbye. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain won't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. Can't even jump a jet plane,
can't jump a plane,
like you can a freight train,
like a freight train.
So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I best be on my way.
1971, that's take number 11, The Early Morning Rain.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's nothing but good stuff. I always like to say good stuff, but it is nothing but good stuff.
Absolutely.
Coming up here on Blue Suede Connection today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always plan these shows. You know, what are we going to do this week? Let's do country. Let's do pop. Let's do the top 40. But we always welcome your suggestions at home.
Sure, yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. Do you have an idea for a show? It's got to be enough music to fill 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an idea for a show, lay it on us and let us know about it. Give us your thoughts. And there are many ways you can do that.
Sure. Phone number is 540-227-0514. There's also Facebook, lots of messaging opportunities, and our website at bluesuedeconnection.com.
We are really easy to talk to, guys.
I said 3. She got big brown eyes and long black wavy hair. She got big brown eyes and long black wavy hair. She is so beautiful, people, it don't seem fair. Well, I've been to Chicago, been to New Orleans. Yes, I've been.
I'm
was at eight.
Song there from 1970. That was number one take.
Woo, nice. Oh,
there goes my everything. All right, my everything's going to share something good with us right after the break, right? Y'all ready to go?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right, it's happening right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Sean Plush. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Stay caught. You turned around and loved her anyway. She broke your heart, and all I got to say, it's your baby. You're rocking.
Take number three, It's Your Baby, You Rock It from 1970 off the country album that came out that year. All right.
Fun stuff there.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, we're going to hear from a country music legend in just a few moments, but more about her later. Right now, it's about a radio legend. Her name is T.L.
Right,
and she's going to share a little something with us. So, baby, the microphone is all yours.
All right. So, we're going to talk about the most heard song of the 20th century. This comes from FarOutMagazine.com, which is in the UK, actually.
Yeah.
The 20th century was when the idea of modern pop music was invented.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, Mozart may well have been a proverbial chart topper in the 18th century.
Right.
And a pop star to the royal elite. While the idea of music changed, piggybacking off blues rock artists of the 50s, it took one global superstar to pull it all together.
Now, who could have that been?
Of course, that's Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have known that.
The article goes on to say, the king experienced parallel fame to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And with the weight of the world's expectations on his shoulders, he quickly became a musician imprisoned by his own status.
Yeah.
The song that we are waiting to find out that is the
drum
most...
roll.
It's You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
Really? I would have never known that.
Right.
Never
would have
guessed
that.
No.
Yeah. So I thought it would have been like Can't Help Falling in Love is always on the list. But
Or Love Me Tender.
Right. Ultimately, the great cover choice for Presley, whose voice has allowed the freedom to reign all over this track. It is considered the most heard song of Seattle.
All right, baby. Good stuff. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I guess we should play that one, even though it's not country. But since you just gave us that great information, we got to play it.
Sure.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You try hard not to show it, but there's no tenderness in your eyes when I reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do.
Madison Square Garden right there, 1972.
Oh, man, that's great.
I always encourage everybody when they listen to the show, if you can put a set of headphones on and listen, it makes it that much more special, I'll tell you that much.
Dan's very excited because he got new headphones for Christmas.
Well, actually, but even in the bad ones that I had, they still sounded better.
The bad ones, you're funny.
But now I've got some great Sony.
The old ones,
yes,
right.
Thank you, Neil and Sandy. I love my headphones, by the way. All right. I was going to remind everybody that, know, we always, like we mentioned earlier, we like you guys to run the show every once in a while. So coming up real soon, we're going to do a, once again, our listeners' requests. So get a song in mind. One song. Don't give us 10. One song that you just really love. And give us a call on our hotline or write to us. Let us know what that song is. And when we do our request show, we'll talk about you.
540-227-0514.
All right. I mentioned a country legend that had something to say about Elvis. Well, here she is, Miss Tanya Tucker.
Elvis, it was wonderful. It was one of my most perfect nights. He was everything that I wanted him to be. And so many people would say, you're putting him too high on a pedestal. You know, he's just a man. He's just a human. He's going to let you down if you put him way up there on this pedestal. But I did, and it was just wonderful to me. And he introduced me in the audience. In fact, I have a fan of Elvis's and mine that sent me a tape of him introducing me in the audience, and I heard it. It was just, I got chills. It was just so great. But Elvis was really probably, I think, in my opinion, he was just the greatest of all time.
Oh, Faye, can you see? Anytime we're ready. Baby, you know me well. Know me and what I say. Before I say farewell, I'll give you just another day. You better find out what's happening. Find out what's happening before long. If you don't.
Boomhauer, Dale, get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, Hank.
Okay, that's enough. Not too many keys. You get confused. Long ago and far away, my old common labor shoes, I turned the world off. Just because you asked me to, like unto no other fear, simple love, simple truth, there's no end of what I do, just because you asked me to, let the world call me a fool.
how much I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you just because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me.
Just getting warmed up, folks. There's a whole bunch more Blue Suede Connection coming
right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Melissa.
And we made our Blue Suede Connection.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever. Just give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. Your troubles I'll share.
As an artist, to be able to record whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like doing country, I want to do country. If you want to do rock and roll, you can do that.
Yep.
And Elvis could do that because all through his career, even starting in 54 from the Sun years,
right,
he was on the rock and roll charts, he was on the pop charts, he was on the country charts.
Sure, yeah.
If he's not number 1 or 10 on the country chart one week, he's topping the rock and roll charts.
He's everywhere. Elvis is everywhere.
Yeah. I think he would have to be considered the most successful crossover artist of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
But with that saying, there's a lot of them out there that, you know, to this day are still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
One is not with us anymore is John Denver. But I remember when Country Roads came out.
Right.
That song was mega hit on pop charts, rock and roll, country, everywhere.
Right.
Everybody was knowing that song. And then... another one was a big one was Faith Hill with This Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
She put that out a few years back. That was huge on the pop charts as well as country.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. That was huge
that was all big
over the charts.
That was big
too,
yeah.
Now, recently, Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock did Picture.
Yeah,
well, that's rock and roll
right.
coming over to the country charts.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big hit. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta's duet, You're the One That I Want. Was on the pop charts, but it went over to the country charts just as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because Grease was such a big thing, you know, when that came out. B.J. Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Mm.
Huge crossover. Kenny Rogers, dozens and dozens of crossover
hits. I bet
he
had a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and then Crystal Gayle had a big one with Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Right.
That went over to the rock and roll and pop charts as well.
Mm.
So there's a lot of them out there who've had much success on all the charts.
Mm-hmm.
But Elvis, not even just country and pop and rock. He did gospel songs, made the top charts.
Right.
Easy listening.
Yeah.
So
R&B
charts he was on.
Mm-hmm.
He was on all of them. That's why, of course, he's the K-I-N-G, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm here. Maybe I as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time.
Peggy Lipton? Oh, no. I got a whole new list. Wait a minute. Sorry. Get it right, Duke. I got over Charlotte Thompson, Ole Johnson. Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard. Peggy Harper, she hurt me bad, ooh, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she tried.
What?
gets worse.
It gets worse.
In the summer.
In the summer.
When the nights are hot and long. And it's bad.
And it's bad.
In December.
In December.
When they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, and I don't tell you, bet your sweet bottom dollar I'd lie. Cause there's never been one better than Susan when she tried.
I would hate to say strictly country because of the fact that I liked all different types of music when I was a child. You know, of course, the Grand Ole Opry was the first thing I ever heard, probably. But I liked blues and I liked the gospel music, gospel quartets and all that.
And I don't mean touch. Okay. Get mad at it. Was the last time you kissed me, and I don't mean a touch now and then. It's been a long time since you felt like my woman, and even longer since I felt like your. Tell me if you think it's over, and I'll leave it up to you how it ends. Cause if you don't want the love I can give you, well, there's a home. You never look at me and say I love you. How much more do you think I can stand? Oh, when there's an old friend out there and she's waiting, yes she is, she's happy. Tell me if you think it's over, and I'll leave it up to you how it ends. 'Cause if you don't want the love I can give you, well, there's a back in. Yeah, there's a honky tonk
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Okay, Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Just walk through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world you doing, A-L-O-N-E? Say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time trying to raise nine kids. Told me not to staggle, it was impolite. And did the best you could to try to raise me right. Hey, but mama never told me about nothing like a wild you. Yeah. Say, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. I spent a T-R.
I'm going to tell you guys a very funny story about that song and TL in just a moment. But before I do that, welcome to hour number two, everybody, the Blue Suede Connection. Today it is the alternate country music.
Well, that's right.
It's two things in one, alternates and country, a double whammy Blue Suede Connection.
Yes.
Coming up this hour, you're going to hear from Jerry Reed in just a few moments, also Blake Sheldon. And we're going to do a little Rolling Stone poll. We're going to talk about that. We'll probably disagree. We always do. TL's going to talk about that weird and wacky gifts that Elvis gave out. And I don't know either. We're going to find out with our girl TL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of TL, back before we became Blue Suede Connection, we were a little radio show called Elvis Now Radio. And TL, coming from the writing world, was brand new to radio. So I think you were excited. You were getting into it. And we just happened to play T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know Travis Tritt had a big hit with that. And TL, being the cool disc jockey that she was, wanted to say,
so
eat
cool.
your heart out, Travis Tritt. But in speaking real quickly, you forgot the R in his last name.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said it, your face got beet red.
Yeah, I said, uh-oh.
And I said, TL, you can't say Travis on the radio. You got to call him Travis Breast. That's the appropriate thing to say.
I can't tell you what the feeling is to sit there and be playing your guitar and watching Elvis Presley about 10 feet from you singing your song and getting into it. It was all I could do to keep the guitar in my lap.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed a 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Pull the swinging little guitar, man, show them, son. Jacks, if you got a little time to kill, just follow that crowd of people. You'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah, guitar man.
Yeah. Let me hear Charlie a little bit.
A little more Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very little.
Say something, Charlie.
Very little Charlie.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
Should be.
dad had seen a lot of people who played guitar and stuff who didn't work. You should make up your mind, he said, about either being an electrician or playing a guitar. He said, I never saw a guitar player that was worth a damn.
Softly, I will leave you softly, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour. If you could see me now, the one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone, if you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment. I could really make you mine. Just for a while, I'll turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. Oh, I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. If you could hear me now, singing somewhere through the lonely night, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. If you could only hear me now, I've been too long. But I can't. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again. I can almost feel your loving arms again.
While we're waiting, let's do the fool.
Okay.
Gather around me, buddy.
tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still, but I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. You listen to the rain beat on my window in my little cabin home on the hill. Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to listen to the rain beat on my own in our little cabin.
We'll give you a half.
Well, that was Elvis in 1970 from the sessions there that put out the Elvis Country album.
Yeah, nice.
Very good album. You know, it used to irritate me, though, when I had the original one because after every song.
I know where you go.
Because 100 years.
Yeah, it plays in between like an intermission. Yeah. So I was like, why did they do that?
Yeah, they've changed it. They've redone that and not put that part in it.
Yeah, but you know what? Now you have the original. Original that not everybody has. So
right.
That's different, right?
Yeah, you got some really cool. Yeah. You know, we just went through your big crate recently and pulled out all the vinyl.
Right,
That you had, and I got rid of all mine. I don't have it, but I got to live vicariously through all of yours.
Exactly.
You had some really cool stuff, some originals, too.
Oh, yeah. My Fool album is really original, yeah. That's
so
nice.
For those of you listening, do you have any originals? Do you have any big, valuable Elvis records?
Mm-hmm.
If you do, let us know all about it. Send us a picture and tell us.
Absolutely.
We want to know about our friends out there, what they've got in their Elvis collections.
Tell us, yeah.
We know you got one.
Facebook.
There you go, Facebook. All right, baby, coming up, you got another story, something about Elvis and gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Hi everyone, my name is Amelia Santoro. I am an Elvis tribute act from the United Kingdom, and I've had an amazing time making my Blue Suede Connection.
Three. Next piano player.
Never
face or feel your warm embrace. I still remember talking. I still remember laughing. I still remember loving and lost, just touching you. Babe, I've not forgot. Of everything bringing it back. No, it's just bringing it back. A familiar place for a familiar face. Just bring it all back. And everything's bringing it back. Good songs bringing it back. And even after so much time, wondering about your attitude, thinking maybe that your love has died. But there it is, I can see it in your eyes. And you look a sweet surrender with a touch of too much sadness. Cause I hurt you so, you know your sorrow shows. You just can't stay.
Good music, you know. We play all these
different
artists talking about Elvis, and, mm-hmm. and you get it. You know, these country artists loved him
mm-hmm.
because of songs like that, and because of the Rocking Guitar Man and things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
The country music world loved him. And the funny thing is, if we were to do an Elvis Rock and Roll show, which we're going to do again soon,
mm-hmm.
Elvis rocking in the '70s, and you'll get a million rock and roll artists talking about Elvis, how
sure.
he influenced them, and.
Yeah.
How they love it. It's just so cool. And I love that about Elvis. He was definitely the crossover king,
absolutely.
As I mentioned.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hear from a country star here in a little bit, Blake Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
But before all that, we're going to hear from, once again, another legend, Mrs. T.L. She's going to share a little something with us.
All right. So we're going to talk about the gifts. The
yes.
strange and interesting gifts that Elvis managed to give his
friends. I can only imagine. Did it have four legs or anything like that?
Well, you know, we're about ready to find out. I know he has given away dogs.
Yes. And money, honey.
That's right. Elvis, obviously, he's the most significant cultural icon of the 20th century.
But by far.
Presley often traveled with his jeweler, Loyal Hayes.
Yeah.
And select pieces and give as gifts to friends, family members, entourage, sometimes even hand out jewelry during the show in the audience. Yeah. Here's 8 thoughtful presents Presley gifted to his inner circle.
Okay.
TV and radio broadcaster George Klein was one of those lucky jeweler recipients as well.
Mm-hmm.
The two met in the 8th grade and remained lifelong friends.
GK, as we all know
yep.
him.
Yep. Presley's gift to Klein included a gold, diamond, and emerald ring.
Nice.
Presley served as the man's best friend in 1970. Klein was a pallbearer at his funeral in 77. The RCA belt buckle. In 57, RCA opened a recording studio in Nashville, Tennessee, where Presley often worked. There's an RCA Victor belt buckle. Was a common Christmas gift that he gave friends in the 60s.
Nice. Okay.
Did you know that?
They're not too wacky so far.
No, not too bad. His favorite roller coaster ride was the Zippin' Pippin' in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
He would often go and take friends out to do the Zippin' Pippin' in Memphis and then give out gifts at the house and whatever. Of course, we know TCB necklace.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
He gave out a lot of taking care of business necklaces.
I think you know Elvis liked you if you got a TCB necklace.
Yeah.
Or TLC.
Yeah, yeah. He collaborated with Laurel Hayes and Priscilla as well.
Right.
Had her hands in making that design. Sunny, S-O-N-N-Y sunglasses. Dilbert Sunny West was among the longest serving member of his entourage. The
right.
two met in 58 and West became part of the Memphis Mafia.
Right.
Elvis gave, for some reason, his inner circle bodyguards and aides was gifted personalized gold sunglasses. So like Sunny's would say Sunny.
I've seen a picture of Sunny wearing them. I think.
Oh, have you
really?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The
good.
Eagle belts,
okay.
Show belts. He was known to do that. He often gave away belts to singers. He gave some to the lead singer of the Platters. It had an eagle motif, and he gave it away in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He gave away robes.
I know he gave Ali a robe.
He gave Ali a robe, but he also gave robes out in Hawaii
right.
in 77.
Okay.
Isn't that strange?
I'm sure they weren't diamond studded like Muhammad Ali's, though.
The one he gave in Hawaii looks like a guru robe, and guess who he gave it to?
Don Ho?
No, it was an inner circle friend.
Oh, inner circle friend.
Guru. Think guru. Larry.
Oh, Larry Geller. Larry Geller, yeah.
Larry Geller.
Is it Geller or Geller?
It's Geller.
Geller,
yeah.
Okay.
He loved to give out the book, signed copies of the book, The Prophet.
Nice, okay.
The Prophet by, so I hope I'm going to say this right, Khalil Gibran.
It sounds good.
Was a favorite read of Elvis's, and he gave out a lot of those as well.
Really?
So books, it doesn't seem too weird
no.
to me. The rope maybe is a little strange.
I was expecting something really crazy. So
I know he had bought people animals.
Right.
I mean, he gave Linda
yeah.
Thompson Gitlow.
And cars. Don't forget
and
cars.
And cars is yeah. an obvious, yeah.
And even houses.
And houses.
To inner yeah. circle people.
Yep, exactly.
All right. I said he was going to hear from him. Here's Blake Shelton. And then more of the man.
Elvis is one of the reasons that, country music got to be so cool, because he was a country guy, he was a rock guy, he was R&B, he was a little bit of everything, and that's why everybody loved him.
sleep at night, always a part of my dreams. Holding me tight, telling me everything I want to hear. So don't forgive me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child.
Too fast.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine.
Lying like a fool.
Heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. Seemed like just the other day. Ooh, ain't it funny how time slips away? Gotta go now. Guess I'll see you hanging around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you. You're gonna pay. Ooh, ain't it funny how time slips away? Mm, ain't it funny how time slips right on? Slips right on.
What?
Oh, please.
The studio rehearsal there from 1972, Release Me by Elvis Presley.
Very good.
Doing all those alternate country songs today. You know, recently, in the recent years, Elvis has been on the charts once again. But a lot of it was remixed stuff, and it was catered to the pop charts.
Mm-hmm.
But right after Elvis passed away, he stayed steadily on the country charts for several years. For example, Way Down was number one in 1977 on the country charts.
Yeah.
Unchained Melody, number six in 1978.
Mm.
Are You Sincere, number 10 in 1979. Honky Tonk Angel, number six in 1979. In 1981, Jerry Reed went back into the studio and re-recorded Guitar Man with Elvis. That was a number one hit in 1981 on the country charts. And, of course, Love in Arms, number eight in 1981.
Oh, love that one.
Yeah, so he was all over the charts, the country charts, even after his passing.
Mm-hmm.
The man just kept doing the good stuff.
Can't keep him down, man.
Not at all.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in the neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
911.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Hey everyone, this is Cody Downath, and you are listening to Blue Suede Connection.
When you sleep beside me, I watch you lying there, your hand upon the pillow, and moonlight in your hair. I get the warmest feeling, so good I almost cry. I kiss your sleeping lips and say, I love you till I die. Oh, girl. Seem to say to me, our love will always be. So, girl of mine, turn out the light, and in my arms, together we'll make sweet love tonight. Down I love you, girl of mine. Sometimes I know I hurt you when things ain't going right. I'll walk away and leave to face a lonely night. I wouldn't blame you, darling, if you walked out on. But I return and find you there, still waiting for you. Oh, girl of mine, you made my day. One sunny
say to me, our love will always be. So girl of mine, turn off the light, and in my arms together we'll make sweet love tonight. Down
all right, you ready to hear this Rolling Stone list?
Oh, I've been dreading this.
Yeah, they gave us their top 10. Now, these are not in any special order. This is just the 10 songs they say that are the best country songs by Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Blue Moon of Kentucky from 1954. Mm-hmm. She Thinks I Still Care from 1977. I Forgot to Remember to Forget You from 1955. The Saddest Song You Ever Heard, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry from 1973. Mm-hmm. A great one we played earlier, You Ask Me To, from 1975. Kentucky Rain from 1970. Help Me Make It Through the Night from 1972.
Okay.
Green Green Grass at Home from 1975. Make the World Go Away from 1971. And finalize the list here with Gentle on My Mind from 1969.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that one for once.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. We'll give him some credit.
You're
on
okay
that.
With that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, not bad.
I particularly like this one here.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I have the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns nudged by me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing
a country album, ladies and gentlemen. Love my favorite country songs on it. It's a beautiful song. We hope you like it. It goes like this. And make the world, make it go away. Do you remember when you loved me? Before the world took you away. Well, if you do, then forgive me. And make the world, make it go away. Now I'm sorry if I hurt you. Let me make it up to you day by day. And if you will, please forgive me. And make the world make it go away.
That's not an alternate, but I just thought I'd throw a little classic one in there at the end of the show.
I was going to say, are you just saying, oh, let's just have a little bit of classic.
Yeah, because we're all 70s there. I'll probably do a little 50s there, early 50s.
Yeah.
Any closing words for our friends, baby?
Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the year here, and we're so excited to have y'all with us in the next year. We'll see you then. Come say hi to us. Join our email list.
All right. Lots of good things coming, too. Right, baby?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to do all this again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold it tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you've gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a hurting since you go. They say a man is supposed to cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you go. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a hurting since you go. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting since you go.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.